If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Never before in any summer in our history has God blessed as He's blessing Worth Baptist Church during the summer of 75. Last Sunday, July 13th, almost 600 people answered the roll call to our Sunday school. We rejoice in a record-breaking July attendance of 567 to study the Word of God in the Sunday school hour. Great crowds came to hear the preaching of God's Word and to worship both in the morning and evening worship services. Truly, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we're experiencing a spiritual awakening among our membership. We are praying that God will bring revival to America, because we believe that America's greatest need in this hour is for an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Holy Spirit revival. We believe America needs to come back to God and back to her knees. The greatest days of America's history is when the church was at the center of national life. And we are praying that God will renew spiritual awakening during the days of the summer. All over America and around the world today, men are watching the astronauts in space. And it reminds us that one day we'll all go into space when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again for us. We're looking forward to that hour. Won't it be a wonderful thing to be together forever with the Lord? But in the meantime, until Jesus Christ comes again, we have been commissioned to occupy faithfully. We occupy here at Worth Baptist Church as we preach the gospel, not only here at home, but through our more than 70 missionary families around the world. We believe the task of the church today is to evangelize the world, and we are sending missionaries to the ends of the earth to do just that. We're teaching the Word of God in our Sunday school. We believe that God's Word has the answer to all the problems internationally, nationally, and individually. Whatever your problem is today, we believe you can find the solution within the pages of God's Word. Jesus admonishes us to come unto Him and trust Him and believe Him. And we hope today that wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this broadcast, that the Holy Spirit will bless your heart and your soul. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you trusted Him and Him alone for your salvation? Do you know Him in the full and free pardon and forgiveness of sins? If not, it is the mission of Worth Baptist Church, and it is the purpose of this radio ministry to bring Christ to you. We invite you to come today and study God's Word with us in the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock, where we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday School is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We invite you to come and bring your family and your friends to study God's Word together at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. These services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. You'll find a warm welcome and a spiritual and friendly atmosphere in which to worship God today. We want to make this special announcement concerning Sunday, August the 3rd, 2 weeks from today. August the 3rd is Everyone Bring One Day. We're encouraging every member, those of you who are listening, to come and bring a visitor with you on Sunday, August the 3rd. We are privileged to have on that day the award-winning youth choir from the Messiah Baptist Church in Wichita, Kansas. And we're looking forward to a wonderful time during those days. In the following week, our International Youth Conference will be held on the campus of the Arlington Baptist College in Arlington, Texas. And we'll have more announcements about that at a later date. But we do want you to remember, Saturday night, August the 2nd, a youth choir concert here at Worth Baptist Church at 7 o'clock, And then on Sunday, the award-winning choir from the Messiah Baptist Church in Wichita, Kansas, our guest on Every One Bring One Day. In the meantime, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. 2 weeks ago, we concluded our series of messages under the title 1975 in Prophecy. All 24 of these messages are on cassette tape. These 12 tapes can be yours for the amazingly small price of $19.95. If you'd like to have these 12 tapes containing 24 messages on the Book of the Revelation under the title 1975 in Prophecy, we invite you to send your check or money order for $19.95 to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. All you need to do is ask for the prophecy tapes and address your correspondence to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We shall be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled God's Final Invitation. I'm going to read from the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, beginning at verse 17. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior. We thank Thee for the Bible. We thank Thee for this medium of radio to get out the good news. We pray today that the Holy Spirit would reach through the channels of the radio and touch the hearts of every listener, those without Christ, those who are sick, those who have burdens and problems and difficulties and trials and heartaches and circumstances that are beyond their solution. We pray today that the Holy Spirit would bring the answer as they trust Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, I read beginning at verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. The Word of God is the most treasured possession the believer has upon the earth today. The Word of God, as we said before, contains the answer and the solution to the baffling questions and the perplexing problems that face us as Americans, that face us as individuals in this hour. Perhaps the most wonderful word in all the Bible is the word come. In my text, it is used three times. In the Bible, more than 500 times we find the word come. It is the grandest word in the gospel. God's welcome mat is out. The red carpet of God's mercy and God's grace is extended to you in this hour. This great invitation first rang out in the days of Noah, when God was about to pour out his wrath upon the earth. The ark was completed. A program of complete salvation was provided. God stepped inside the ark and said to Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark. The word come rang out to Israel in the days of her apostasy. We read in Isaiah 1:18, God says to Israel, and God is saying to us today, Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That invitation comes to you in this hour. Whatever your past or present or prospect for the future, wherever you live, whatever you're doing, whatever your status in life, God extends to you an invitation today. This grand and glorious word has been ringing out to men of all ages ever since Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But my friend, there's coming a time when the very last invitation of God will be given. It is recorded for us here in the book of the Revelation. God is saying for the last time, "Come, come to me. Come unto me, all of ye that labor. Come, for all things are now ready. Come, ye weary sinners, come. Come, ye who are brokenhearted, come. Come, ye who are tired, come. Come, ye who are weary, come. Come, ye who are hungry, come. Come, ye who are thirsty, come. Come, ye who are desperate, come. Come, ye who are disillusioned, come. Come, ye who are disappointed, come. Come, ye who are depraved, come. Come, ye who are bereaved, come. Come, ye who are good, come. Come, ye who are bad, you come. Come, ye who are confused, come. Come, ye who are despondent, come. Come, ye who are destitute, come. Come, ye who are rich, come. Come, ye who are poor, come. Come, ye who are educated, come. Come, ye who are uneducated, come. Come, ye who are young, come. Come, ye who are aged, come. Let every member of Adam's race come. Exclude none, bar none. Let every member of Adam's sin-cursed race come today to Jesus Christ. Let every burdened heart come. Let every sin-sick soul come to Christ. He has the answer. Indeed, He is the answer. All of the problems and perplexing trials and burdens of life that have overwhelmed your soul can find sweet relief in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, He's the only way. There's none beside Him. The Bible makes it clear that there is salvation in none other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. My friend, the only way for you to have salvation today is for you to answer the call of God. God is calling through this message. God is calling through that close call you had on the highway this week. God is calling through that sick member of your family. God is calling through the circumstances of your life. God is calling through that gospel song, that hymn that you heard a moment ago. God is calling through the reading of His Word. God is calling through the preaching of the gospel. God is calling now for you, wherever you are, to come to His Son, Jesus Christ, to cast all of your care upon Him. For you to trust Jesus Christ means that you anchor your faith in Him, that you put your dependence upon Him, that you anchor your soul in His care. You will come today. Jesus Christ will give you peace and joy and happiness like you've never known before. Now, you may think that you're having a good time in the world. You may think that you're on top of the world. But, my friend, there's but one heartbeat between you and all eternity. There's but one heartbeat between you and hell if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want you to think about this today. If you were to die right now while this broadcast is on the air, what would be your eternal destiny? There are but two places, heaven and hell. Jesus Christ invites you to come and trust Him and find eternal rest and find a home in heaven. There is for you today a wonderful opportunity to forsake all and come to Jesus Christ. Listen again to the words of my text. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. God offers you salvation free. It's already been paid for by the shed blood of Jesus Christ upon the cross. And Jesus Christ has made the way of salvation plain for you. The Holy Spirit says to you today, come to Jesus Christ. It is a fitting thing that the Holy Canon of Scripture closes with a reference to the Holy Spirit. The Bible opens with the Holy Spirit in cooperation with the Father and with the Son. In Genesis 1:2, we read there, "And the Spirit moved across the face of the deep." God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in cooperation, creating and sustaining the universe today. The Holy Spirit is the author of the entire book of God. We read in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We read in 2 Peter 1:21 that the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired every book, every chapter, every verse, every line, every word, and every syllable of the divine Word of God that we call the Bible. The Holy Spirit is the one who convicts and convinces men of sin. In John 16:8, we read, "And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come." The Holy Spirit is the one who indwells the believer. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, Paul tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who seals the believer. It is written in Ephesians 4:30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." The Holy Spirit is the one who teaches the believer. Without Him, we could know nothing. We could not even read nor understand the Scripture were it not for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 14:26, "When the Spirit is come, the Spirit of truth, He shall teach you all things." Now, there's a lot of heresy in the world today about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells every born-again believer. There are no signs and evidences in this age of one person having the Spirit and somebody else not having the Spirit. The Bible says, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His." When a person is born again into the family of God, the Holy Spirit takes up abode in his life. Paul says, "The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God." Paul tells us that God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, whereby we cry, "Abba," or "Father." The Holy Spirit, then, is within the heart and life of every born-again believer. The Holy Spirit is the one who comforts the believer. And these are dark and difficult and sorrow-filled days in which we live. We need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says in John 14:16 that it is necessary, it is important that He go back, but He will send another Comforter who will abide with us. And that Comforter is none other than the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, who says in my text, "You weary sinner, come to Jesus Christ." Not only does the Holy Spirit say come, but we read here that the bride says come. All of those who are born again into the family of God are saying all over the world today, by virtue of the fact that they themselves are Christians, by virtue of the fact that they too have already come to the Lord Jesus Christ. The bride is saying worldwide, "Come to Jesus Christ. Come now. Come now, for all things are ready. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Come unto me, all of ye that labor." Jesus Christ is calling through His bride to all who are yet outside. The bride says, "Come." And then notice that the text says, "Everyone who hears the gospel story says, come." My friend, the greatest privilege of the believer in this age is to bring other men to Christ. Jesus Christ called us to be fishers of men. He commissioned us to go around the world to preach the gospel. So as you hear the gospel story today, you ought to turn around, pick up your telephone, and invite someone else to come to Christ and come to the church today. Everyone who is thirsty can come. The Bible says, "Everyone that is athirst, let him come." You could have all the water in the earth and die of thirst until you take that water into your body. You can be exposed to the gospel, but until you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, until you trust Him, until you accept Him into your heart and into your life as your own personal Savior, you'll die of spiritual thirst and go into eternity hopelessly and helplessly lost. If you're thirsty after the gospel today, if you're thirsty for the fountain of life, the Bible says to you, come to Jesus Christ. And then it says, whosoever will, not whosoever is educated, or whosoever knows the Bible, or whosoever joins the church, or whosoever is rich, or whosoever is powerful. No, the Bible says, whosoever will may come. I'm saying to you, my friend, today, that whatever your past, whatever your present, however dark your sins might be, however many your sins are, you can come to Jesus Christ in this hour. Jesus said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. You can come to Jesus just as you are. How many times have we been traveling across the country? We've seen places to eat where it appeared that in traveling clothes we would not be welcome. But sooner or later, we come upon a restaurant that says, a big sign out on the front, come in just as you are. And my friend, that's precisely what God has today. God has out a big sign that says to you, come just as you are. Don't wait until you get any better. Don't wait until you get any worse. Come today and come as you are to trust Jesus Christ as your very own personal Savior. I trust that you'll do it right now. You don't have to wait until you get to church. You don't have to wait until revival meeting comes. You don't have to wait until tonight or tomorrow. Right now, right by your radio. Why don't you just kneel or bow your head if you can't kneel? Just simply bow your head and pray this prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know, this very moment, God will be merciful, and God will save your soul. All you need do is come by faith to Jesus Christ in this hour. As we leave the broadcast, we remind you once again that we would be happy to have you as our guest today in the Sunday school and in the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.